Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Melissa Enoch DeBerry with Talk with Trinity, a show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all individuals. My name is Melissa Enoch DeBerry. This show is sponsored by Trinity Counseling Services, 1801 North Tryon Street, Suite 311B, Charlotte, NC, 28206, and 508 Holly Hill Lane, Suite 102E, Burlington, North Carolina, 27215. Our phone numbers are area code 704-333-2446 and area code 336-675-0075. You can also find our website at trinitycounselingcharlotte.com. If you desire to call in, ask any questions, 347-945-5924. And you can always message me at melissatrinitycounseling@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook presence, a Twitter presence. I tried to do Instagram, but I'm thinking to myself, what kind of counselor would have, what pictures would our counselor that does primarily DWI services and mental health put on our Instagram? In hindsight, I imagine that I probably should have started off with maybe pictures about the different months that are represented, maybe pictures about some statistics, things like that. So I'll rethink that whole online presence as far as social media goes. But right now, we just want to pray and just want to say, dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you. Just want to say thank you. Thank you for everything that you continue to do for us. Thank you for continuing to bestow your wisdom, your knowledge, and allowing us to be instructed in the way in which you have things to be. And dear Heavenly Father, as we go forward today, please keep us safe. Please safe travels. Please watch over me and my family. Please watch over those at work, my husband's at work, my mother at work, and all those, my friends, and everyone. In Jesus' name we pray. June is mental. No, it's not. June is Men's Health Month. Men's Health Month. And this month, last week, we read about the strength of a man, and we had a pretty good ratings from all of that. And you're going to hear my kids in the background. They're riding with me this morning. One more day, and they're out of school. And we want to thank God for that. They came out successful. And all those who are graduating this month, congratulations. Thank you for keeping safe. And best wishes to whatever you endeavor to do with your life. I had some nephews to come out. I had some church members. You know, children are being promoted and graduating my own. I had a kindergarten, I graduated to the first grade, one going into the second grade, and I just consider myself blessed. To talk about Men's Health Month or the month of June, this is Father's Day month, quite naturally. I guess that makes it a good month to talk about fathers, because I don't know if men realize their responsibility and their need for the growth and the growth for their kids. Men's Health Month, fathers' responsibility to their kids. I was in a conversation. Let's go back. The history of Father's Day, it started from there was a young woman who realized that her father had taken the place of the mother when the mother died in childbirth and raised the children. And he took that responsibility upon himself. And I imagine that as she grew up, she really didn't think about it because it just was. It wasn't that, you know, he didn't make a big to-do about it. It just was. She didn't have a mother. The mother had died. And he became the mother and the father, and he raised the children. They became successful for the most part, I imagine. And so she decided that it was important that there was a day to celebrate her father. And so she presented this idea. She presented it, and it went national, and now it's a national holiday celebrated on the third Sunday of June. And as an individual who's been in the field of mental health and substance use disorders or substance abuse for as long as I've been, one of the most continual trends that I see is there. I work with men, I've listened to men, and I've heard men and I hear some of them express their relationships with their children, but for the relationship with their children afterwards, after the children are grown up, rarely did I hear men that say that they're single parents or raising their children. I always hear about the mothers and their disgust for the women. Her from men about having multiple children by multiple women. And my whole thing has always been, well, what about the women? What about the children? What about their relationships? You know, I always share to them, if you're going to practice what I deem to be polygamy and have multiple relationships, then you got to have the finances in order to support that. You also got to be able to make sure that all children are treated equally and, you know, taken care of financially. And when they complain about the amount that it takes to raise a child, I let them know that statistically it says that $250,000 is the amount that it costs in order to raise children. And I don't know if they think about that or not. I don't know if they say, well, you know, the amount that, you know, the women spend. I used to work in work release, and they would say, you know, they would go and modify their child support, you know, based on the jobs that they had while they were in work release, which were usually minimal jobs, making minimal pay and minimal hours, and then they would readjust, or some of them would not even work at all or work under the table, work off the books, things like that, because they say, you know, I don't want the woman to be taking this money and doing X, Y, and Z. And as I was thinking about that, I've talked to some of them whose wives or girlfriends have passed on, and they were left to the care of taking care of the kids themselves. And the end result of some of those, my concern has always been, so when you become involved in other relationships, are these women going to take care of these children like the mother would? And more than likely, no. Because a lot of women, I'm not going to raise another woman's kids. The children aren't going to respect them. And I'm only thinking about that as far as Men's Health Month goes, because what if something happens to the male? What if something happens to the father? Where does that leave the children? And one of the things that I posted is there are four main, I borrowed it from an article that I read in Natural Triad. One of the causes of death is cardiovascular disease, and there's a statistic that goes with that, which is a certain amount of, that's one of the top deaths in the U.S. or as a statistic. So if you leave a child behind as a result of cardiovascular disease, and it's unsure of whether that can be hereditary or if that is an environmental type of a disorder or type of a disease, because if it's hereditary and then you don't take care of your health, you don't exercise, you don't walk, you don't treat your body right, then it can accelerate that. And then here you are with children and may end up passing on as a result of the health problems. And then another one is colorectal cancer. You know, the thing is that all of us do have these cancers, and it still applies to the same thing. Cancer can be hereditary, but it can also be environmental. And not that you get cancer, it's all your fault. But once you realize that there's potential for you to have it, you got to make some adjustments about things that you do. Prostate cancer is another one. And there's a statistic that goes with that. And there's a fourth one, and that one is escaping me. And I'm trying to not do reckless things. But you can see this information on blogtalkradio.com/TrinityMe. And you can have archives of other discussion topics that we have had. But I was just thinking about Men's Health Month because it says that men do not take care of themselves. They do not go to the doctor. When they go to the doctor, they do not disclose their symptoms. They do not tell about any types of hurts and pains. They don't express the pain. They don't express how they feel. And then when they go, I don't know if it's a pride thing or a fear thing or whatever it is, but they're not going to tell the doctor, you know, the full extent of their problem. And, you know, part of my story, which is really not my story, but it's a part of my life, is when my father passed on, I remember that he drank for many years, and I didn't realize he was as sick as he was. He didn't say it. He didn't share it. So resentfully, I say, well, I don't know what I would have done different if I had known that he was sick. Would I have changed my interactions with him? I don't know. But I hate that, you know, I didn't have the opportunity to, you know, to share with him, you know, things about life and stuff like that, not realizing how sick he was. I don't know if he didn't want to worry me or if he was in denial himself, but the way that he died was he failed to share with the doctor that he was an alcoholic and that there might be a potential for what was should have been a simple procedure that ultimately killed him because he had perforations in his stomach lining. And when they were sought to go in to do some exploratory health, you know, about some concerns that he was having, he died. You know, poison went all over him. They couldn't clean him out, and then he died. And so I say all of that to say that that's just my story, my father, and I don't not want to share that because, you know, initially we were angry at the hospital. They should have known better. You know, we were angry. I was angry at him. He should have told them. I was angry just in general about the whole thing. But, you know, men's health. My father has had a lot of pains. And in hindsight, and that's just my word for this week, but in hindsight, I wish I could have been more observant, you know, and put it all together that all of those years that he was drinking, how he was treating his body, that when he got sober, a lot of the behaviors, the sober, the drinking behaviors ceased, but then a lot of the, you know, eating habits and exercise habits and this kind of lifestyle things did not change and needed to in order to allow him to recoup or recover physically as well. And being a substance abuse counselor, I don't feel that I let him down because, you know, that was not a topic of our conversation. That was not, you know, I was so wrapped up in trying to be responsible, you know, some distance away that I didn't really look at, you know, what was at hand. But I don't know that we ever really had those kind of conversations. So men's health is important that, you know, as males to be communicating with family members, not everybody, but communicating with family members about, you know, just general health, genetics, you know, here's and opening the door and asking those questions, you know, so that I was talking to a young man the other day and I'll say, well, there's a system, it's a genogram, and it says you gotta go back 7 generations. Once you go back those 7 generations, it says that any type of you just kinda wanna draw out any kind of issues, health problems, instabilities. I mean, you know, the whole list of things that can happen, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. If you go back, and then at least that'll lay out a framework or some type of a pattern, and then you can make better decisions. And again, in hindsight, my father's father, he drank. My father, he drank. My uncle drank. You know, no wonder that I did, even with me being adopted, you know, just say that even in an adopted family, if there was alcohol in it, there was likelihood for me to experiment was great as well. But, you know, I knew that I needed to make some changes because the health problems that I had began to have, and I have those conversations now, and I don't not share that with my daughters. I share my health, my mental health, my physical health, my spiritual health, my emotional health with my daughters, and I try to display that, and I try to allow them the same opportunity. How do you feel? How are you thinking? And things such as that, so that the lines of communication will stay open, because I don't want it to be like it was with me and my father, or even me and my mother. I don't know that I knew the full extent of her medical history. So my suggestion is for Men's Health Month, as we're having these conversations, as we're acknowledging that there are major things that can happen, you know, if there are any men or have men in your life, ask them, you know, how you feel. I mean, those really, how do you feel? How do you feel physically? You know, when's the last time you've been to a doctor? Well, let's go ahead and get to the doctor. Let's make an appointment. Let's take a look at some of these health concerns that we have. You know, if you're just getting a relationship, we'll ask the individual, you know, I mean, not being presumptuous or whatever, but just saying, you know, we need to talk about what might be in your family. If we're going to go forward, we're going to have kids, or, you know, if we're going to develop a relationship, you know, I need to know what that's going to be. I need to know, is there going to be asthma? I need to know, is there going to be alcoholism and addiction? I need to know if there's going to be anger. You know, I need to know this for myself so that I can know it for whether I want to continue this relationship or not, because it's going to affect my kids and my kids' kids and turn on down the road. You know, any health concerns. And then if you do have, you know, men that have maybe stressful jobs, women, if you're listening, not for nothing, but, you know, trying to do what you can to help the man to balance. If he does a physical job, trying to give him opportunities for more mental stimulation. If he does a mental job, give him opportunities for physical stimulation. You know, that balance that you have for yourself, you have for your mate, you can have for your kids, and displaying those things, kind of laying things out, planning, scheduling, ordering, making sure that those things are important. You know, doing regular appointments, regular doctor appointments. You know, regular visits to the dentist, regular daily visits to exercise, whatever that will help, because if there's an observance, if there's a healthy respect for these things, then it will give the children an opportunity, it will give you an opportunity to share with the children about health, and it will just keep the lines of communication open. And I think that's important with men's health, because it says that, goes back again, that men don't take care of themselves, and if we are supposed to be their helpmate, then it is our duty to help them where they are unable to help themselves. If women get concerned with emotional health, we know that when things get overwhelming, then what we want to do is do what we can to kind of make things just to be calm and to be easy and not be overwhelming to our mate, despite our frustration, despite anything like that. Y'all got to plan ahead, think ahead, consider about food, you know, things that are not high in sodium, making sure that there are things that are available, even applying some of the things that we learned in recovery, HALT. You know, that's been one of the ongoing themes with my group. Hungry, angry, lonely, tired. Those four initials, never really thought about the depth of those. But the HALT is hungry for what, angry because of what, lonely because of what, and being tired. And so, and if you would think, okay, if you lay it on the surface, being hungry for food, you know, being quick-tempered, feeling lonely without, you know, having someone around, and being tired just because you don't have any rest, that's easy enough. But then thinking about hungry for tension, hungry for those things. If you go deeper into the hunger, it goes into the needs of an individual. And if a person is hungry for something, then they're going to seek out whatever they need to do in order to feel that hunger. It says, why do we war? Why are we angry? You know, when you get angry, that's what the surface part about it is, because things aren't going our way. But the more deep part about it is, do we feel disrespected? Do we feel powerless? Do we feel helpless? Do we feel hopeless? Do we feel purposeless? Any of those things, and that's what creates an anger, because we don't think it's just not fair. Anger even goes into things like jealousy. It's just not fair for the things to be the way that they are. You know, being lonely. Lonely is, do we feel a part of a group? Do we feel left out? Do we feel let down? Do we feel like individuals that should be in our lives aren't in our lives? you know, how we had a loss. You know, if we know that something has happened to, you know, that goes back to men, you know, making sure you keep your health up because your daughters are going to be getting married and making good decisions. And your daughters are going to be getting married, and, you know, every girl's dream is getting married, have their father walk up down the aisle. And when he's not there to do that, then that's, you know, the one that takes a loss, or there has to be a replacement. And then, so that loneliness goes in some resent because, you know, if they learn that you've been conscious effort to remove yourself from their life or an unconscious effort to remove themselves from their life, you know, so those things must be considered. And then the last thing is just being tired, fed up, uncaring, any of those. And you don't want those things to happen. So you want to keep your health up. You want to keep a healthy balance in life. Most of the diseases and disorders, you know, can track their origin back to stress. So we got to do what we can in order to not be stressed out. You know, June is Men's Health Month. It said that there's not enough time to go into, you know, just in 1 month, 30 days in a month, it's not enough time to just go into all of what needs to be said about that. You need a prostate cancer month, and a cardiovascular disease month. And we need to highlight the need for men to just share, you know, openly and honestly about, you know, their thoughts and their feelings and about their stations in life and how, you know, and how they may be trying to address that, not succumbing to what the world, you know, expects of them, but doing what is right, doing what God has ordered them to do. You know, we have a great impression of what is expected, and a lot of men don't realize the full depth of what it is they need to do in order to take care of their families or be in the heads over their families. They may selfishly think that, you know, I'm just doing it, you know, no matter what the effect of it is, you know, well, that's not really going to matter. But then if we have an opportunity to share with the families, the ones that passed on, or to share and being able to say, you know, Dad, I really wish that you had been, you know, in my life more. I really wish that you had communicated with me a little bit better. Then maybe I might possibly have had a, you know, better opportunity for a relationship with other men or whatever that is. But that is necessary. And just, you know, just to start, you know, by treating yourself well. If it's men that's listening, you know, treating yourself well and looking after your own health. And knowing that your families are counting on you. If it's women that's listening, you have a man, then making the adjustments and helping him to be able to verbalize these things, because as a man, he may be literally unable to do that. And then if you, you know, just thinking about what we've shared, you know, kind of in a rambling sort of a way, but, you know, with purpose, you know, it is all connected. And, you know, we just wish that, you know, continuing on further from the month of June, that we began to make an importance of just men being able to communicate their needs openly and honestly with those who are close to them without feeling that, you know, that they are less than or diminishing their manhood or ego or whatever it is. But just being able to address things openly and honestly is really key. And with that said, this is June is Men's Health Month. Next week, we're going to be talking with LaTanya Summers with Life Skills Counseling Consulting, seeing what's going on there and any of her insight that she has posted on the website, naturaltriad.com. Again, you can find that article that shares about these four things, and I borrowed it from an acupuncture person in Greensboro. I like to include other community resources in the topic that we have. I can't possibly know and do everything. I do think that there are people that are good in all areas, and maybe check them out. And let's see. Oh, National Recovery Month. We are starting to plan for that in the month of June. We host our events monthly, the fourth Thursday from 12 to
to. We do workshops just highlighting the importance of community and community resources. In September, we're going to be endeavoring to go to a park in Mecklenburg County, and we're going to have concerts and music and softball games and, you know, just leisure. We're going to cook out and just, you know, have a family day, and you're welcome to bring your family and have community resources out. They're going to be sharing about their work that they do in the community. And this year, National Recovery Month, you can go to nationalrecoverymonth.org, or it's recoverymonth.org, and it's through SAMHSA. It's the 27th year, and this year it is dedicated to families and stories and recovery. So we're going to be showing the anonymous people throughout the months of June, July, and August. It's going to carry us into the month of September, and just letting people know why it is important for individuals to share openly and honestly about their experiences and their family. I will be speaking in Atlanta during the NOVA conference in August, and I'll be speaking in Charlotte in October, beginning into speaking engagements and sharing about the need to come together as a community and why that's important. My name is Melissa Enoch DeBerry. Talk with Trinity, a show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all individuals. Again, you can contact me, melissatrinitycounseling@gmail.com. You also can look at the website, trinitycounselingcharlotte.com. And if you need to, message me, melissatrinitycounseling@gmail.com. If you have a topic that you're interested in, next July, we're going to have workshops, but we're going to also focus on things that independence. We did financial independence at the beginning of the year. We're going to revisit that. And if you have any suggestions for topics that you'd like to hear in the future, please don't hesitate to email me or message me. You can find us on Facebook also, Trinity Counseling Services. My name is Melissa, and it's very good. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to come together. Thank you for the opportunity to listen and learn. Thank you for the wisdom, knowledge, and instruction that you continue to provide for us as we go through each day. And to Heavenly Father, as we do go through our day, just continue to give us opportunity to let others see you through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.